Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a weekend with special blessings the Lord had poured upon us. We just appreciate His word beyond measure. We have the respect towards God and towards His word. I believe this is necessary so that the Lord God can even talk to us. If you don't have the right attitude towards Him and His word, He might not even speak to us at all. We had friends, brothers and sisters here from all over Europe and also from South America. And we do appreciate whatever God is doing according to His word, right to the ends of the earth. I have returned from a trip right to the Philippines, where God had blessed also in a tremendous way. I just appreciate the Lord so much because He keeps us in His word. And we believe His promises. We never go beyond the word of God. We expect Him to do all things, but always according to what He promised, including that He would send the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day would come, the day that would burn like an oven, the day when the wrath of God would be poured out. And the Holy Scripture says, before that day comes, the sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood. And the Scripture says, before that day comes, I will send you Elijah the prophet to restore all things. If this would only be written in the Old Testament, perhaps we could just leave it. But even then, we do go to the New Testament, Matthew 17:11, Mark chapter 9, verse 12. And the Lord gives in comparison in Matthew and in Mark also the story about Elijah the Tishbite, and also about John the Baptist, who came in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare the way of the Lord at His first coming. At the same time, the emphasis remains, truly, truly, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. So we understand from the scriptures that a prophet had to be on the scene before the return of Christ, before the time of grace ends. And therefore, we understand that God's decision fell upon William Branham. I'm not ashamed of God's decision. In fact, I appreciate it with all my heart. I don't know of any other evangelist or charismatic personality in our day who would claim to have had a direct call and commission like Brother Branham. Brother Branham could point back to a number of dates and experiences, having had with the Lord and beloved, I appreciate it very much. I knew Brother Branham for 10 years. I drove with him in the same car, ate with him at the same table, was in his meetings in Europe and also in the United States. But beloved, I don't preach William Branham. I preach Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't preach the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter or any other personality in the kingdom of God. I preach Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, but I preach the gospel in the light. It was revealed to Paul. It was revealed to Peter. It was revealed to William Branham, who was sent to restore all things. Brothers and sisters, I repeat, we had a most wonderful weekend. But also sadness was there when brothers reported that some who claimed to believe the message of the hour would just put the scriptures aside and make the statement, we don't need the Bible anymore. We have the message of the hour. Beloved, that is very sad. In fact, it's a total deception. William Branham took the Holy Scriptures in his hand and said, this is my absolute. And when a brother came to him asking if the seven seals would be revealed, if it would be something that is not even written in the Holy Scriptures, and right away the Spirit of God checked with the prophet and told him, it can never be, because God can only reveal what is written in the Holy Scriptures. Beloved, this is our stand. God did not add anything to his word. He didn't take anything away. He just revealed the whole counsel, the many mysteries from Genesis to Revelation, using his mouthpiece, the prophet of God in our day. But I say again, we have to go back to the Word of God. Make sure that no misunderstandings and no misinterpretations will come upon us. Therefore, we always have to check with the Holy Scriptures. If there is a promise for what we believe, if there is no promise, there can be no fulfillment. And beloved, if we go to the prophets, to Abraham, and to the prophets in general, they were in fellowship, in personal fellowship with the Almighty. They knew the Lord of glory. They heard his words with their ears. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face, but also the prophets heard from time to time the voice of the Almighty. The thus says the Lord was something that they heard before, and then they could say, thus says the Lord, if they would not have received his word by the audible voice, how could they say, thus says the Lord? For instance, if I would say, thus says William Branham, then I first must have heard what he said, so that I can truthfully say, thus says William Branham. And so it was with the prophets. They first had to hear the audible voice of the Lord, and then They could say, thus says the Lord, beloved, just two scriptures. One is found in Romans, the first chapter, verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. The preaching of the true word of God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is connected to the purpose to bring us back into obedience and true faith, because disobedience and disbelief at the beginning led to the fall, and obedience and faith has taken us out of the fall. Christ our Lord, a Son of God, was obedient, right obedient to the cross. And now our time has come to be obedient to him, to his word, because disobedience separates us from God. Obedience brings us into connection and fellowship with him. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Beloved, we believe in the near return of Jesus Christ, and just receive it as a word from the Lord. There is no promise in God's word for the Lord to come to earth and be with us before he returns and takes us to glory. When he said, I will return and I will be with us, it is already 2,000 years ago when the Lord returned in the Spirit, taking his abode into or in the hearts of God's children. So now we don't wait for him to come and be on earth with us. He's already with us for the period of 2,000 years, as he promised, I will be with you, even in you, right to the ends of the earth. We only have the promise that he will return and take us to be where he is. May God bless you, beloved. May he be with you. Stay with the word. Stay in the grace of God. Stay in fellowship with the Almighty. May he richly bless you, especially all ministering brethren around the world. In Jesus' holy name, amen.